From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States' partial travel ban on people from six majority Muslim countries goes into effect Thursday night. The ban requires visa applicants to have a close relationship with a family member or business in the U.S. in order to be eligible to be admitted to the country. The latest guidelines comes after the U.S. Supreme Court partially reinstated the travel ban ordered by President Trump that had been held up by lower courts on the grounds that it is unconstitutional. Some U.S. immigration lawyers say many of their clients from the six affected countries are still uncertain about the new travel rules. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis Wednesday said Syria is taking seriously the U.S. warning against launching another chemical weapons attack. Mattis says there has been no attack since the White House issued a Monday night statement warning the regime of President Bashar al-Assad it will pay a heavy price if it launches such a strike. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked if President Trump is prepared to act preemptively.
I know that was the action decided. I'm not, of course, going to go into detailed conversations that may have taken place.
The U.S. said it saw active preparations for another chemical weapons attack at the airfield used for a similar attack in April. Syria denied it used chemical weapons. Nearly 90 people were killed in that attack that prompted a U.S. cruise missile strike. Chinese President Xi Jinping began a three-day visit to Hong Kong on Thursday to mark 20 years since the city returned the Chinese rule after being a British colony. The trip will culminate with Xi overseeing the inauguration ceremony of Carrie Lam, who is due to be sworn in Saturday as Hong Kong's first female leader. This is VOA News. Iraq said Thursday its forces retook control of the destroyed historic mosque in the city of Mosul, targeted by the Islamic State group 3 years ago. Militants blew up the centuries-old Grand al-Nuri Mosque and its leaning 45-meter minaret last week, furthering the devastation of Mosul during 8 months of fighting. Iraqi forces, backed by airstrikes and ground support from the U.S. coalition, are working to oust the last Islamic State fighters from the old city section of western Mosul and complete their mission to reclaim full control of the city the militants seized in the mid-2014s. Australian Cardinal George Pell is denying accusations by authorities in his country of sexually based crimes. Cardinal Pell, who serves as the chief financial advisor to Pope Francis, maintained his innocence during a press conference in Vatican City.
There's been relentless character assassination. And for more than a month, claims that a decision on whether to lay charges was imminent. I'm looking forward, finally, to having my day in court.
Cardinal Pell said he has been granted a leave of absence by Pope Francis to address his situation. Australian police have not provided details of the allegations against the cardinal, beyond saying there are multiple complaints linked to the charges. Pell is the highest-ranking Catholic official to face charges of sexual abuse. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi said on Thursday that relations between China and the Philippines have entered a golden period. Yi made his comments following bilateral talks with the Philippine Foreign Secretary Alan Peter Cayetano, who is visiting Beijing.
With peace and stability, we can focus on our people's needs and we can collaborate and cooperate. And in the areas of tourism, exports of our tropical fruits, trade and investment, science and technology, there are many tangible results that have come immediately. But as the year ends and as the year begins, next year begins, you will see the infrastructure programs that are fruits of the strength of our relationship with China.
On Wednesday, China donated $300,000 in relief assistance to help the Philippines to help recover in the area of Marawi, where the Islamic State group waged attacks last month, killing many civilians. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.